It's been revealed former Prime Minister Sir John Key lobbied the Forestry Minister on behalf of a US billionaire and two Northland iwi for their development to be exempted from a foreign buyer's ban. The exemption for the Te Arai development was included in the legislation, but was later struck out by the Speaker of the House. National has been vigorously pursuing Cabinet Minister David Parker over the issue, but it now appears one of their own was involved. Here's our Deputy Political Editor Chris Bramwell.
Two iwi, Te Uri Oho and Ngati Manuhiri, have done deals with New Zealand developer John Darby and US billionaire Rick Kane to build golf courses and luxury homes on coastal land brought with treaty settlements. In his submission on the legislation, Mr Kane said the exclusive Taraiti golf course now employed 50 full-time workers and 30 part-timers and provided work for 100 contracted caddies. Sir John Key has played golf at the course, including with President Barack Obama when he visited in March. In Parliament this afternoon, the Forestry Minister Shane Jones told the House he'd been lobbied by someone associated with the Te Arai development. Acting Prime Minister Winston Peters asked who the concerned local citizen was. Mr Jones replied that he went to a meeting at the Taraiti golf course, which used to be Crown Forest land.
Present at that meeting were members from the Te Uri Oho Hapu, Mr John Darby, and the US billionaire, Mr Rick Kane. I'm disappointed that the latter's name has been traduced by the opposition in the House. I had never heard of the man's name until I was encouraged to meet him by the former Prime Minister, Right Honourable John Key.
Shane Jones said he got a call from John Key earlier this year and didn't think there was anything improper about meeting with the group. The minister responsible for the Overseas Investment Office, David Parker, then popped up.
So let me get this straight. Is the minister saying that after all of the spurious and defamatory accusations levelled against me and the government by the opposition, that the Right Honourable Sir John Key had been making representations on behalf of Tararoa for help before I even knew about it?
National's Jerry Brownlee objected to David Parker's question, arguing it was not a question at all, but an allegation.
Well, what this House concerns itself with is potential for corrupt practice, and that is the essence of what is at stake here. This sort of question, this self-justifying sort of question, does not do anything to improve the integrity of this House.
After a number of arguments about wording, Mr Parker asked whether Sir John Key had been lobbying on behalf of Te Arai before he became aware of the issue. Shane Jones replied that he was just doing his job.
When a former Prime Minister, who I've got quite a bit of time for, rightly or wrongly, suggested, encouraged me to make contact with a fine investor, in my view, Mr Rick Kane, and associated parties, I had no qualms in doing that whatsoever.
Jerry Brownlee asked Shane Jones whether he made representations to the Cabinet after the meeting.
I made my concerns about compensatory treaty land known to Mr Parker. That is not the only block of Māori land that people have referred to me that is caught up with our universal and blanket ban.
Shane Jones says he's absolutely not trying to allege there's something improper in Sir John Key approaching him. He says quite the opposite in fact. But this has thrown a spanner in the opposition's push to target David Parker and the government over the exemption. Atu I te whare pāri mata mō te hōtaka o te ahi pōnei, ko Chris Bramwell ahau.